Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
A friend and I got drunk and had oral sex. This was my first gay experience, and I've never been so aroused. Afterward, I felt guilty. When I masturbate now, I need to fantasize about she-males or sucking penis to get aroused. I might try to experiment with another same-sex partner, but if I'm not gay, would this be dangerous to my guilt?
Although people have different ways of conceptualizing sexual orientation, it's often considered to reflect a general pattern of romantic and sexual attraction based on one's own gender and the gender of those one is interested in. As an example, a man who is generally romantically and/or sexually attracted to men but not women is often considered gay. A man who is generally romantically and/or sexually attracted to women is often considered straight or heterosexual. This seems nice and neat, but life is not always nice and neat, and it's often quite messy, and I mean that in a good way. The way people live their lives and the way they feel don't always line up into mutually exclusive boxes. Sometimes women, for example, can only imagine themselves partnering with or being romantically involved with men, and yet they feel sexually attracted to some women. Does that make them lesbian, straight, bisexual? Or what about a man like you who remembers early attraction to girls, a significant amount of sexual experience with women, one sexual encounter with a man, but a significant number of fantasies about she-males and being sexual with other men? I can't tell you what this makes you or what you should do about it. But if you're not into women, why do you continue to have sex with them? Are you having sex with women who are into you but who you're not into? Has there been any women you can think of in the past few years who you felt sexually interested in or attracted to? As for sexually exploring with men, is it only fear of guilt that keeps you from acting on your interest? If so, how come? You might consider connecting with a gay or bisexual-related organization in your town or with parents and friends of lesbians and gays. PFLAG.org is their website for resources related to sexual orientation. You may indeed find that you would like to date or be sexual with men and only men. Or you may find that it's really only the fantasy or the taboo aspect of having sex with men that interests you and that you only want to be with women, albeit with a woman that you're genuinely interested in. Or you may be into women and men or all kinds of people, including she-males, who are women with male genitals. I'd also recommend checking out the new book from Dan Savage and Terry Miller's It Gets Better project called It Gets Better. Find it in local bookstores or online, as it details many people's stories about their early struggles coming to terms with their sexual orientation, coming out, and or being accepted by family and friends. It also goes well beyond the struggles to chronicle the wonderful lives that so many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender individuals have created for themselves. Watch some of the videos at itgetsbetter.org. You deserve to have a pleasurable and satisfying sexual and romantic life, but it may take some courage and self-exploration to pinpoint exactly the kind of life you'd like to have.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential. Or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I've masturbated since I was a kid, but now my inner vaginal lips are longer than my outer lips, and they're also out of shape. Is this because I've masturbated so much?
Many women have questions about their size and shape of their genital parts, and quite a few women have wondered, like you, if their masturbation has played a part. Author, educator, and activist Betty Dodson describes such thinking in her book about female masturbation titled Sex for One, The Joy of Self-Loving. It's important to know that women's genitals do, in fact, come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, especially a woman's inner vaginal lips, which are also called the labia minora. The labia minora may be very tiny, such as a centimeter or less long, or they may hang down several inches, even hanging out past a woman's outer vaginal lips, which are also called the labia majora. Most women's labia minora are somewhere in between, but none of these lengths are any better or worse than the others. There is no standard size or shape to women's labia, and neither masturbation nor partner sex are what shape a woman's genital parts. Rather, it's her genetics and health that play the biggest role. It's common for women to use their hands to stimulate their vagina, which is the inside part of a woman's genitals, also called the birth canal, or their vulva, which is a word that refers to the outside parts such as the clitoris, labia minora, and labia majora. Masturbation is not known to cause any physical or mental health problems. In fact, masturbation is largely considered a safe and often very pleasurable activity for both women and men. To learn more about female self-pleasuring, you might also check out the book For Yourself, The Fulfillment of Female Sexuality. To learn more about the variations of women's genitals, you might find it interesting to read the V-Book, A Doctor's Guide to Complete Vulvovaginal Health.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.